You are listening to the Limitless Podcast. I'm your host, Deanna Heron. What if you had no limitations keeping you from your dream life? In 2016, I had a major tug on my heart to write a book about my story. And in the process, I learned that I had been operating with a very faulty belief system for the majority of my life. I've had a huge transformation since then. And my life's passion and mission is to teach you how to live a limitless life. Join me on this journey. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to the Limitless Podcast. This is Deanna Heron, your host. Welcome back to all of you who have been a part of this community. Thank you for being here and just using this information to fill yourself up and sharing it with your family and friends. And if you're new to this community and this podcast, welcome. Glad to have you. So a little bit about me. I'm a spiritual psychology coach. And what does that mean? It means that my focus is really on belief systems, developing a healthy belief system. And what are those things, those beliefs that you're believing that you're not even aware of that are keeping you small, keeping you stuck, keeping you from really stepping into that dream, that goal, that desire, that creative factor that why you're here on this earth, stepping into that greatness. And it has really been such an absolute journey of a lifetime to step into this role. And I'm so honored to be able to help so many entrepreneurial women who really have big, ginormous goals to change and make an impact in this world. And so glad that you're one of them. On today's podcast, I'm really going to talk about creating a rich life. And boy, can that be a big topic, right? So rich life, what does that mean? What does that look like? How can you create it? And so let's dive into this topic. This actually started when my coach asked me the question, what is this era of Deanna Heron? And it happened to be around my birthday, which is in March, which March for me actually is, and see if you can relate to this, March for me is just the beginning of newness. It's when the color comes out in springtime, right? And so the beginning, my birthday for me is the beginning of the new year. It's when I feel like things were shed during the winter, when things were dark and not as much energy. So the winter for me is a shedding. The spring for me is a renewing and really stepping into the newness of what I want to create. So it was very interesting that she happened to ask me that question around my birthday, because that's really the time for me that I really gear up to create some pretty awesome things and stepping into the newness. When she asked me the question, what is the era of Deanna Heron? I didn't have to think about it because I'm already living it and I'm going to continue to live this era until that next era that comes about next March. And it's the era of richness, just really experiencing richness. And the richness that I want to talk to you about today is the experience of richness and what that looks like in your life. And I'm going to share how I came to that version of Deanna Heron and what richness looks like in my life. But what I want you to do is really take what you can take and what feels aligned to you, and then leave those things on the table that don't necessarily fit a rich life definition for you. But I do want you to create your definition of a rich life. So I want to invite you into this space for you to really start to look and listen to what I'm talking about when I'm talking about experiencing richness. You define that for yourself. And I have to tell you, this is one of the best eras of my life. And I've never really put it that way. But the experiences that I'm having, that I'm choosing to have at this moment in my life, I would describe as rich. So I started to write down, because this was homework she gave me. So I started to write down and answer these questions like, how would I really define a rich life? And how did I come to this place where I feel this richness? So I just began to ask myself questions. What does a rich day look like for you, Deanna? And a rich day for me looks like I get to get up in the morning and have coffee and have my quiet time, write down my goals, write down my gratitude, and be with my husband as we talk about what we're going to enjoy for the day during our work, go to work out, come home, get ready for a full day in my beautiful office where I can see the surroundings. And it happens to be spring, so everything is blooming. open up the sliding glass door and allow the air to come in, the freedom to get up from my desk and go for a walk when I want, to enjoy the foods that I want for that day and make a beautiful meal for me and my husband to celebrate our day together at the end of the day. So that's just a small piece of what a rich day looks like for me. But have you ever asked yourself, what do I really want my day to look like that would bring me so much joy and richness in my life? And then the next question that I ask myself is, what really drives me? And my drive is really, you know, what brings me joy? What makes me happy? And what makes me feel freedom? And what really drives me, to be quite honest, is impact, is making an impact, is really using those things that those trials that I've been through and come out on the other side to help other women experience the same. Obviously, because I really help women with their belief systems, I've obviously experienced a lot of faulty beliefs in my life that kept me stuck, that kept me from really stepping into my greatness at times, and really I kept myself small. So impacting others through my experience of life. So that's really what drives me. What drives me is making an impact and making a difference. To be able to share my experiences, you guys, because most people, they look at successful people or whatever, you know, your definition of success is, but you look at women who have a level of success and they don't really feel like, man, they never really struggled because they didn't see the journey, right? So I love to share some of my struggles when it's appropriate. Now, that may not be for you. That's for me. That's what brings me joy and that's what drives me. And then, you know, I wanted to really look at rich life. Sometimes it's helpful to look at what you don't want. Like, what are absolutely pieces of a rich life that this is not a rich life? This is definitely not a rich life for me. These are things that I've let go of. And that is fear. I've let go of fear. I'm not saying that I don't ever get fearful, but I don't allow myself to really sit with it for very long, because I know that on the other side of fear, there's faith. And I have a tremendous amount of faith, knowing that I'm always going to be taken care of. My family's always going to be taken care of. I just have a lot of faith. And that's taken a lot of growth to get to that part. But fear to me is not allowed in my rich life. Confusion is not allowed in rich life. I'm crystal clear on my goals. I'm crystal clear on where I'm going. I'm crystal clear on what I want in my marriage and I'm experiencing it. I'm crystal clear on the relationships that I want with my family and I'm experiencing it. I'm crystal clear on the type of friendships that I want and I surround myself with those people. So confusion is not a part of my rich life. I've also released being results focused, and I'm just going to be brutally honest here, you guys. I've always been results focused. And what that means is I have the goal. I look at the goal. I see the goal, goals in the future, and I don't enjoy the present moment because I'm so focused on reaching that goal. And so I let go of being results focused. I have the goal out there, but my focus really is on what I can do today that matters, that will get me towards that goal. So my focus is on today. I've released that results focus. And it really was for me an exhausting, very exhausting place to be. And I miss so many magical moments within my day. And I really believe that God has so many miracles for us in every single day that we miss when we're so laser focused on something in the future. We don't live our life for today. And what that really means is future focus is I kind of released a lot of attachments to things, attachments to the results, attachments to money, attachments to material items. Does that mean I don't like those things? It doesn't mean that. It just means I don't have to have, I can have them or I cannot have them. So I released the attachments because I experienced the joy within me today. And in the past, I was looking for joy in those things. And so I released those attachments to those things. Again, a lot of growth there. Frustration is not allowed in my rich life. It just isn't. And frustration, if you really look at what frustration really is, it really means that something is in the way of you getting something. You see someone, something, a circumstance, a situation that is in the way of you getting something. Okay. And that's really not true. It's really not true. Nothing can get in your way. Nothing really can get in your way unless you choose it. So I've chosen not to experience frustration at that level. Okay, that nothing really is in my way. I'm the only one that's in my way. And it's through my thoughts, it's through my actions, it's through the way that I choose to wake up in the morning, it's the things I choose to do. Nobody's in my way. Okay. And then lastly, what is not part of a rich life are energy vampires. There are energy vampires. There are people that are energy vampires. There are tasks that are energy vampires. And I limit those. I really, really do limit those. Those really drain me. So if they drain my energy, that takes away from my richness. So for me, all of those things, the fear, the confusion, the being results focused, being, you know, so attached to certain things, being frustrated and being surrounded by energy vampires, those are a sign that I'm living out of alignment with myself, living out of alignment with my truth. And I'm settling in some way by not using my voice or not making the choices that bring me joy and bring me life. So here's to my rich life. And like I said before, please use what's aligned with you and then throw away what doesn't work. So my rich life is a life full of freedom and peace. And this is something that I have created for myself, knowing that really my life design is freedom and peace. Everything that I design my life around is freedom and peace. If it doesn't give me freedom, if it doesn't give me peace, I don't want that to be a part of my life. So I just haven't allowed that in. So how did I come to that point? Freedom and peace. It's because I have been in a place where I haven't experienced freedom and peace, right? So it's hard to create what you do want if you haven't experienced the opposite of that. And I have experienced the opposite of that. And I know that my rich life is freedom and peace. My rich life includes rich relationships. I love having rich relationships, surrounding myself with people who are growing and evolving and uplifting and talk about learning and talk about big goals and so forth. So those are rich, rich, rich friendships to me. A rich life to me is having deeper relationships with my family and freedom to plan my work around my family schedule. How did I come to that? Because I've done it the other way. I've done it the other way. My family fit in with my work schedule in the past, but today my work schedule fits in with my family. Our youngest daughter, she coaches volleyball for a club, and I am at her volleyball tournaments as much as I was involved when she was actually playing. That's important to me. I love to support my kids. I love them to know that I will do anything for them to support them and go out of my way to be a part of their lives. Not because I think I should do that, but because I want to, because I really want to be involved in their lives. So deeper relationships with my family. A rich life to me is doing impactful work that changes women for the better. Oh, there's nothing better for me than to actually do things that make a difference in this world, make a difference in the life of a woman. And because, you know, when you grow, your family grows. When you grow, you have richer relationships. When you grow, your business grows. When you grow, your health becomes better. And so all around, having an impact in the lives of women impacts so many people, you guys. And so that's what richness is to me, is to really do impactful work. A rich life is it's creating wealth. And it's creating wealth for experiences, for travel with my family, for the ability to give more. Creating wealth is I have a vision for the retreat center that we have and the next steps, the next evolution of that, of just making it next level. Next level right now is we're putting a pool in. The next level of that will be my external office and podcast studio that will have a cold plunge and an infrared sauna. So next level things that people can come to my retreat and experience next level. So that's what wealth is for me, for experiences. A rich life that I'm experiencing right now is honoring myself more, honoring her so that I can honor others in a big way. And it's really hard for us to honor and love and respect other people when we don't honor, love, and respect ourselves. And I honor myself by the foods that I put in my body. I honor myself by the decisions that I make, that serve myself and my husband and my family. I honor myself by the exercise I do, the self-care, etc. And I honor myself by really knowing who I am and what I want and standing true to that, not settling for anything less. Not settling for anything less. I love the richness of my life because I'm constantly learning. I'm constantly growing. That's a huge part of who I am. And that's the richness for me, is being able to learn more about what I'm doing, learn more so that I can pour into others. And obviously, richness in my life is a deeper relationship with the Holy Spirit, being aware of His presence in every place I go, everything I do, every word I speak, everywhere I go, everything I do, every word I speak. Choosing joy and gratitude daily, it's a choice. That's richness for me. Choosing to see the richness everywhere in my life, everywhere in my life. And when you choose to see the richness around you, it puts you in that place of abundance. And abundance breeds more abundance. You start to see more abundance around you. It is one of the richest places I've ever been in my life. And I'm not necessarily talking about financially. I'm talking about the richness of what I'm experiencing within me and around me. It's a choice that I've made. So what is your version of a rich life? I want you to think about this. What is your rich life? What does it look like? If you could create your life by design, the experience that you want to have on a day-to-day basis in the areas of your life, of health, wealth, relationships, spirituality, what does that look like to you? You get to create it, and you get to choose each and every day how you're going to live out your life to its fullest. And this particular era for me is really living it in the richness of the experience that I get to choose to have every single day. And so I'm so, again, so grateful that you're here, so grateful just to be able to share from my heart. And I hope that you will sit down, take the time, and really write this out. It's life-changing. It truly is life-changing. And I wish for you the greatest riches that you could ever imagine in your life. So God bless you, and I'll see you next Tuesday. Take care. I'm honored to have you as part of the Limitless community. If this podcast has added value to you, I'm going to ask you to do two things for me. Number one, share it with your family and friends. And number two, go to Apple Podcasts and rate and review this podcast. Follow me on Instagram at Deanna Heron. I always love hearing from you. If you would love more about what's happening in the Deanna Heron world, you can go to deannaheron.net, subscribe to my email list, or even be a part of my private Facebook group. I look forward to seeing you next week. God bless you.